From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. A fatal shooting in Clearwater last month revived the debate over Florida's Stand Your Ground law, after Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri cited the law as his reason for not charging the shooter, 48-year-old Michael Draca. Draca, who is white, shot an unarmed black man, 28-year-old Marquise McLaughlin, in a confrontation over a disabled parking spot. The weeks after were filled with grassroots protests and a move for a special session dedicated to the law by Democrats in the State House and Senate. The move failed, but it did not stop McLaughlin's family and supporters from marching to the state capitol to demand the law be repealed last week. Tallahassee Mayor and Democratic candidate for governor Andrew Gillum has been one of the loudest supporters of the movement. Gillum has called upon Governor Rick Scott to declare a state of emergency that would halt Stand Your Ground until the law can be reformed or repealed. During last week's final Republican gubernatorial debate, Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam criticized his opponent, Trump-endorsed U.S. Representative Ron DeSantis, for not standing behind Sheriff Gualtieri's decision that the shooting was a case of Stand Your Ground. DeSantis replied,
I don't want some of these instances that really don't involve that to be put in and end up being fodder for criticism.
DeSantis, though, also mentioned the movement to repeal the law and his opposition to that.
Democrats like Gillum and Green, they would impose upon Floridians a duty to retreat when they are being attacked. I think that that's totally unacceptable. I think that that puts the scales in favor of the criminal element.
On Monday, the state attorney's office answered the call to arrest Draca, charging him with manslaughter. A half hour after news broke, Gillum took to Twitter to again ask the governor to call a state of emergency on Stand Your Ground and said, quote, I'm proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with Marquise McLaughlin's family so they get the justice they deserve, end quote. This is WGCU News. I'm Rachel Iacovone.